What do you do when you find a tall, shadowy figure standing in the middle of your room in the middle of the night? And what does this have to do exactly with FascinatingTopics.com? We'll talk about this and more on the inaugural episode of the Explorations Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on what is indeed the inaugural episode of the Explorations Podcast here on FascinatingTopics.com. Before I get started, I just wanted to clarify one little item. So if you're looking at the title of this podcast episode, it says episode 2. And yet I'm referring to this as the inaugural episode. And the reason for that, just so that you don't get confused by it, is that when I set up this website a little over a month ago, I put up a little intro audio recording, and that got counted as episode number 1. So rather than trying to change anything or mess with anything, I'm just going to leave it as is, and episode 2 is the inaugural episode. And technically, it really is the the inaugural episode, because this is where I really dive into the topics that we will be talking about on this podcast. So just a little bit about how this podcast came about. I was trying to decide on what it was, what format I wanted the website and the podcast to be. And I thought about it seriously, because there's a lot of things I have an interest in, but you know, I had to decide, you know, what is my deepest passions? What are my deepest interests? And what will I be motivated to talk about and devote my time to into creating content for? And I thought about an incident that happened to me when I was about five years old. And it was a paranormal experience that I had. And so much of the things that I have interest in today, like science fiction and comic books and horror and all that kind of thing, is partly attributable to this experience that I had. Because I think it left me more open-minded. And having that open-mindedness, I was able to consider other topics that maybe if I hadn't had this experience, maybe I wouldn't have developed the sort of interests that I inevitably developed. I'm just going to jump right into it. I was 5 years old. I was living in Germany with my family. We were stationed in Karlstadt, Germany. My father was in the army, so I was an army brat. And we were living in the military housing. And I alluded to this in the intro when I asked the question, you know, what do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night and you see a dark figure standing in the middle of your room? Okay, so here's the story behind all that. I did wake up in the middle of the night, and I was in my bedroom. I was alone, and it was only my parents and I at the time that were living there. I woke up, and it was very dark in my room, although there was some light coming through my window. So just to kind of give you a layout of bedroom, I had a small twin-size bed, and it was tucked away in the corner up against the window. To my left, it was an armoire. When I wake up, I feel like there is someone in the room. And I look over to my left, and I see someone standing there. But I immediately knew it was not my parents. It wasn't my mom, wasn't my dad. And this figure was taller than the armoire. I don't recall how tall the armoire was, but you know, 5 years old, everything's giant to you. So I see this dark shadowy figure there. I can make out kind of what resembles a human figure, but it's just pure dark shadow. From what I could make of it, it kind of looked like it was wearing a trench coat and a fedora hat, but I couldn't make out any other details than this sort of outline in this deep dark black, right? And the room was illuminated enough by whatever light was coming through that window. I don't remember if it was moonlight or if it was the lamps from outside, but it illuminated my room enough that I could make out this figure. And it looked as if though he wasn't standing right next to my bed. He was in front of the armoire, like he was looking over the top of it. He was about a foot taller than the armoire. And he was looking like he was peeking over the top, like he was looking for something. And I was terrified. I was like, who is that? Or what is that? I didn't scream. I was just very still. And I just stared. And then it looked over at me. The only details that I could make out was that it was indeed a shadow figure. The facial features were, I mean, there weren't many to speak of. The only thing that I could make out were the eyes and the mouth. And these weren't like human eyes. What they looked like to me were, imagine taking a piece of chalk and drawing on a chalkboard a face, and you draw the eyes, you know, just a couple circles to represent the eyes and a little circle to represent the mouth. That was basically what I saw in this face. And he looked at me and his mouth was open. And then it reached out to touch me. I could see his arm move. I could see its hand. It was reaching out to touch me. And I pulled the covers over my head, and I was terrified. I mean, I was absolutely terrified. But I didn't scream. I didn't move. I was just perfectly still, and I was like straining to hear anything. I didn't hear any voices. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear any sounds at all. And I didn't feel anything touch me. I waited a moment, and then I finally pulled the covers away, and he was gone. Now, at the start of this podcast in the intro, I asked the question again, what do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night and in the middle of your room, you see a dark, shadowy figure standing there? Well, the answer is you run. I took off out of my room like a bat out of hell, ran to my parents' room. I ran smack into the door. The door was shut and I was screaming bloody murder. And I don't remember what my parents' reaction was to that, to them, me telling them there was something in my room. But, I never saw that figure again. And I asked my mom about it recently, and she doesn't remember the incident. You know, it was one of these experiences that I think really affected me and maybe affected my outlook on things. I feel like this incident made me more open-minded. It's one of the things that really infuriates me. Maybe that's a bit strong word, but it's frustrating. Maybe it's a better word. It's frustrating when I hear people who are skeptics and just easily dismiss these accounts and chalk it up to these simplistic explanations. And when you think about the explanation, it's like it doesn't make any sense. And I don't even think the skeptic truly believes that explanation, but it satisfies him and or her, and they can dismiss it. And there's just so much to these things. I think living here in 2020, people tend to be a little more, quite a bit more, I would say, open-minded about these kind of topics, whether it's ghosts or spirits or aliens or UFOs. I think people are more open-minded about it. And they're more willing to talk about it because there's so many different sources for people to express their views and their opinions and their experiences. I mean, we have all this social media. We have people have their own websites and you can go onto these different blogs and people talk about these experiences. I really feel like people are less likely to feel insecure about talking about these sort of things. I think when I was growing up, you were more likely to be ridiculed about it. And so people were reluctant to talk about these things. And the ones who did talk about it, they were just looked at like they were a bunch of crazies. And then now you have government officials even acknowledging that some of these things are real. You know, in the last year, we've heard about the Tic Tac UFO. Well, they don't use the term UFO now. They have new terminology for it. Unidentified aerial vehicles. But they acknowledge that these things are real. These are trained military pilots that saw these things. They tracked them with their scanning equipment. And they acknowledge that these things are real. They're not hoaxes. They're not figments of people's imagination. All these other people, really, literally around the world who see these things, whether you're talking about ghosts or UFOs or whatever, people have seen them. I think having this sort of open-minded view on these kind of topics has allowed me to consider other things like out-of-body experiences. I think that is such a fascinating area to look into. I've read some different books on it, and it just really intrigues me. I think all of us are interested in, you know, the afterlife, you know, what happens to us when we die. does anything happen to us when we die? Is that just the end of all existence? When we die, we die. My personal belief is no, that is not the end, that there is something afterward. I grew up in a Christian family. I was raised Catholic. Later on, I delved into other belief systems. For a good portion of my 20s and 30s, I was in the Jehovah's Witness organization, and that gave me a different perspective. I'm no longer in that organization, but I learned different a different way of viewing things, and I think that was helpful in my growth process. So that's kind of where I'm anchored, is in a Christian belief system. But there are certainly others. You know, you have your Hindu belief system, you have an agnostic belief system, atheist belief systems, and I think they're all relevant, and we should talk about it. I think that's the best thing that we can do. If we truly want to learn, we should be open to talking about it and listening, and not just be such the skeptic that you can just easily dismiss these experiences that people have and chalk it up to these ridiculously simplistic explanations sometimes. So what you're going to find in the coming weeks and months on FascinatingTopics.com is you're going to see episodes of the Explorations podcast. And I'm looking at doing that on a weekly basis. And then throughout the week, putting up articles that I come across, whether they're science papers or just articles that talk about some of these other sort of paranormal activities that go on around the world. But I'm not going to limit it to just that. Astronomy and cosmology are topics that I have a deep, deep love and interest in. And I definitely want to talk about those things because it is so true that truth is stranger than fiction. And when you start looking into some of the things that we've uncovered in recent years in the astronomy field and cosmology fields, it just blows your mind. I mean, just the other day, I saw an article talking about this explosion that occurred in a distant galaxy. And this was no ordinary explosion. We've heard about supernova explosions, and these things are the most powerful events that occur in our universe. Well, this explosion was so big. The way they described it was that it was the size of, the radius of this explosion was the size of 15 Milky Way galaxies. And they were able to determine the size of this explosion based on the fact that there was this cloud. So at the center of this explosion is this supermassive black hole. And this explosion occurred, and no one knows what caused it. But there's this cloud, this enormous cloud of gas and dust, and it looked like a hole got punched through it. And the size of this hole was the size of 15 Milky Way galaxies. So just enormous. And you just can't help but wonder, what the hell caused that? I mean, if the Milky Way galaxy was anywhere in the vicinity of that, I mean, we would have been annihilated. So there's just a lot of really bizarre, unexplainable things out in the universe. But ultimately, I think there's a connection to all of this. I mean, whether you're talking about spirit beings, angels, aliens, the nature of our universe, the nature of reality, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, I mean, all this stuff, it's all connected some way, somehow, and I want to explore that. I'm not going to get into it here too much, but I just want to make a little reference to it because it's relevant to what I'm talking about here. There was this former FBI agent, and he's the author of this book called The Extra Dimensionals, and his name is John D'Souza. And he's referred to as the real Fox Mulder. If you ever watched the show The X-Files, you had this FBI agent. He would go out and investigate like UFOs and aliens and other sort of paranormal activities. Well, that's what John D'Souza did. He would investigate these sort of things. And in his investigations, he drew some conclusions, and he was able to draw a connection between spirit beings, being the sort of extra-dimensional creatures, and aliens. And when I first came across this, I think it was on a YouTube video, actually, that I first came across this, and that's where I learned about this book. But he drew a connection between spirit beings and aliens. And at first, I thought, that's absurd. There's no connection between UFOs and spirit beings. What possible connection could there be? But when you hear his explanation, there's a ring of truth to it. And since I've been trying to make these connections between the universe, reality, paranormal experiences, whether you're talking about ESP and telepathy, telekinesis, the subconscious mind, and that sort of thing, it starts to this idea that there's a connection between aliens and spirit beings fits into that tapestry, and it's the main reason why it caught my interest. And so I did read the book, and it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And I encourage you to read it. You can find it on Amazon on Kindle, or you can get the actual paperback book if you prefer to hold a book in your hands, which I think I have that preference. I have to at this point listen to audiobook forms of these things or digital forms. But I'm going to get more into that book and into this author, John D'Souza, more in future podcast. And I definitely want to talk about that more. But there's just so many things to discuss, and I'm excited about it. Fascinatingtopics.com is going to be home to a lot of different topics that I'm interested in, and I'm sure that you are going to find interesting as well. Thank you for joining me on this, again, inaugural episode of the Explorations Podcast. Please come back.